Awesome. Thank you. It's such a small word. Anyway, I just want to invite our panel of participants to come up on stage and join me. So Ed, Sarah, who else do we have? David, Jane. Come on, guys. This is really flash. This is different. And the chair feels really big and important. All right, welcome, guys. Welcome. You know, good morning, church. Anyway, let me just start by saying good morning. Today, I have the privilege to actually facilitate Pastor Nigel. Thank you. Pastor Nigel's actually asked me to facilitate a panel discussion of the volunteers that actually serve in our church. So the guys that you're seeing out here with me, they're just a small fraction of a lot of us who actually serve every Sunday, almost every Sunday at church. So I just actually will get them to individually introduce themselves, stating their name, which area of ministry that you're currently in. So starting from Sarah on this side.
So I am in the Kids Zone team, the youth ministry and the primary school ministry, and
and I'm David Langlands, and I run the AV tech team, whatever you'd like to call it. And I suppose on a wider note, we're involved with the creative arts team, which Caroline actually runs, but we're a part of that.
Wow. Awesome.
Hello, good morning, church. I'm Ed Dulay, and I'm servicing the service ministry team for the church and the life group.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Judith, and I'm in charge of the creche for Kids Zone.
Awesome. Jane, service team and life group leader.
Wow. Church, can we just give them all a hand? Really awesome. Well, welcome again, everyone. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today in our panel discussion. Now, we were created to join God on a mission. And clearly, these guys are doing that. It's a mission. It's a big word. But they all hold busy portfolios, family, lives, uni, everyday jobs, and still have time to serve in the house of God. So let's just start. Jane, I'm going to start off with you, actually. Jane, you're a busy mum juggling family and work. And clearly, you obviously just graduated, done some studies. Amazing. Jane, and you're so willing every Sunday to come out here to serve. Can I ask you, how long have you served and what motivates you to serve?
Okay. We joined the church about 15 years ago. So we had two children then. So we started serving straight away.
Wow, of course.
in the creche area, because that's what you do when you've got little ones. So that's kind of a natural thing to do. And then about 8 years in Kids Zone, which was not my natural fit. But again, there was when you've got kids, that's what you do. Now into the service team and a little bit of events in between. And what motivates?
And what motivates you to keep serving?
Okay. It's been a different motivation along the years. At the first, it's a need. You see the church has a need and there's no one to care for your children. So obviously that falls to you. So that is more a duty.
Yeah.
And then when you find your fit and you know what you're good at and you know where your best fit is, then it becomes way more enjoyable. And what motivates me is that I really feel like I've got something to give.
Yeah.
I'm a part of a family.
That's right.
And when you're part of a family, whether you're a child or an adult, you've actually got a bit of a right to give back. And I like to have a bit of influence as well.
Yeah.
So even though, you know, our mum and dad are our pastors, you know, if you can see a way of doing things better, well, you need people like that to improve the way we do things.
So true, so true. And just honing off that point, there was a need, you know. You started off at creche, let's face it, that's not our natural fit right away, even if you've got 10 kids for yourself. But yeah, seriously, that's a need that you filled. And God has just obviously moved y'all further. But amazing stuff. And I just want to say, Jane and Roy, their children serve in church as well. And that's something you see about volunteer parents. They somehow create volunteer kids. And that's awesome. I just wanted to just say that to you guys. Thanks. So there's literature that points back that serving experience to most of us is that the God of heaven and earth is using me. I mean, that itself is a huge statement, you know. And Ed, yourself, firstly, Ed, I must commend you. You always have a smile on your face. I know you have trying moments out there. You know, people are chaotic, it's messy. But really, you bring such a sweet spirit all the time, and I really want to commend you on that. And so, Ed, why do you enjoy serving?
Yeah, I really enjoy serving here in church because it's the way of communicating to people. So, as I'm here for the church, for serving the church for almost 3 years, and I'm proud to say that I started from the small, low. Position on the door, which is not I'm saying low, but I started in the door greeters. Maybe that's the main experience I have, because as a door greeter, it's a very important task for us, for the service team, to meet people. And once there's a visitors coming, you should be keep on smiling, accepting them.
Exactly.
And then it's just a connection.
That's right. And then connection.
I'm having. Blessed to serve here in church.
Amen. Yeah, and you're right in saying that, you know, it doesn't matter what roles. I mean, whether you're the pastor of the church or whether you are just the door greeter, God takes you through that. And it is all service. That's the thing. And even in your family, I see Rose faithfully serving your children, all involved. So amazing. We really do see God's hand in that. And that's so encouraging to hear. Just Sarah, let's go on to you. What about yourself? I mean, why do you enjoy serving? Did mom and dad just drag you out of bed and say you need to do that?
No. Well, yeah, of course, I've been in church all my life, so I've grown up in that family, but no one can force you to do anything.
Yep, absolutely.
So it is definitely a personal choice. And also just touching on what Jane just said before about a need, you know, I first started off as a tiny little tucker in Kids Zone, grew up in that, and then as soon as I could, was at an age, I don't know, I was about 10, I started serving and in Kids Zone, just doing, you know, little bits, and then God takes you on that journey and works you up through the stages. But and then now in youth in the primary school, it's just, you know, people often say to me, I don't feel called to that area, or I can't, you know, I'm not, you know, I can't give anything to that, or, you know, I haven't got that talent or can't do anything, you know, how is God going to use me for that? You know, I don't see it as, you know, often you don't have to be called to something, but if you are able to serve and you can, and there's an area of need, well, then you just, you know, you feel it because it's all just a part of the one thing, and that's building God's kingdom and being a part of something, you know, together. And being that influence as well. So I just think also when you do just, you know, step out into faith and into that area of maybe where you're not so comfortable, you know, going into the primary school for the first time this year and starting some Shine and also strength programs in an area where it's just unknown ground, you know, it's just amazing how God just really stretches you personally in your own faith, and he takes you on that, you know, that journey, and he just gives you more than you thought you could even be capable of, and surrounds you with people where you're personally allowed to have an influence over so many people. And it's actually a privilege that, you know, God can use you that way in ways that you never thought that you could be used before.
Absolutely. It's like a willingness to serve, and that's it. Yeah. I say you're breathing, you're talking, you should be good. In fact, you're just breathing, that's good. You can even
definitely
fry the chips, even, if, you know, anything.
Yeah.
So, that's so true. You know, the Bible says, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So clearly we're not making all this up. It's biblical. It's in the Bible. David, yourself, I mean, how do you keep motivated? Waking up early, serving, you know, you're faithfully. We are so honored, honestly, that you're even here, sitting right in the front with us, because David's always at the background. He's doing, tweaking the music. He's just doing all those amazing things to the microphone so it doesn't go crazy and to the sound. So we really want to thank you for all that background work that you're doing out there. So it's an honor that you're here. So just in saying that, I want to say, how do you stay motivated? How do you just say, Claire, we're heading to church every Sunday, every morning, and I'm here. How do you stay motivated?
Yeah, well, sometimes it's hard to get the family out of bed and going at like quarter to seven in the morning or whatever it is sometimes. Actually, I must say, I've got a great team that I have. The guys back there, they're running it today. Sometimes I'm more hands-on. Sometimes I'm overseeing. But what keeps me motivated is, I think it's partly what Jane said, when you find your fit for something that you really enjoy, like that God's made you to be that way. Like, I enjoy all the technical stuff, and I'm not even like the most technical person in the world. But
really? Really?
But like, I wouldn't say I'm like a super nerd about all the voltages and everything like that. I enjoy using this stuff, and so that's partly it. Find a place where you fit, and but also my motivation is just to actually, I stand back there, I'm behind most of you, and the more hands I see raised in worship, people connecting to God is my motivation. Wow. Like, the better job we can do and make it seamless for everyone, and to be able to help connect the musicians and the singers to you guys, and the lighting and the AV and everything else to help that to happen. That's what I really enjoy, when people can, it's a seamless thing that they can connect with God through what's happening in the auditorium. So sort of a motivation there.
Definitely, so good. Judith, moving on to you, being in kids ministry. You know, kids ministry, as delightful as that sounds, I'm giving away too much, it can be very tough. But Judith, you're a busy mom. You know, a working mom too, and you've faithfully given your time in kids ministry. I know you're also heading the program for the creche. We've come to know that developmentally, children establish their firm foundations of belief about God and who He is from a very young age, clearly. As tiring as it is, as challenging as it is, did the work feel meaningful at the end of the day?
In Sunday school, definitely, because you get to meet all these different kind of kids from different backgrounds, and when you serve and when you teach them, right, you're not only giving part of life lessons to them, but you're also learning from them as well, because it teaches you how to be calm in a chaotic situation.
Oh.
Sometimes there's throw-ups. Sometimes, you know, they run into things, and you go like, oh, calm down, and then you have to relax yourselves as well. But it's all good, because not only that you learn from the kids, but you also learn from the parents as well, because we have fellowship with the parents, and you can learn from other moms, like, you know, what to do, what not to do, how you want to discipline your kids, how it works, how other people do.
Absolutely.
It, and it encourages you not only as a leader, but it encourages you as a parent as well. So that's what actually at the end of the day gets me going. And of course, the kids are so beautiful. I mean, like, I love seeing them, like, repeat whatever that you have taught them. I mean, like, it's so amazing. They're little toddlers, but, you know, when they start picking up small things, learning small things, I think it's just so amazing.
Oh, they're like sponges. I mean, my boys, obviously, at the creche, and, you know, they just absorb everything. Oh, do you know what Miss Judith taught me today? I'm like, oh, okay.
This is happening. I bribe them. It's the bribe.
Oh, sure. And this is at 5 in the evening. So clearly they've retained stuff. So obviously you guys are doing some awesome things out there. And Sarah, you too have been in kids ministry for a while as well. And God has given you that confidence to bring a piece of Himself to the kids. Now, What do you think someone needs in order to serve in kids ministry, for example? Do you think you need anything specific?
Look, I think it does help to love kids, but you don't necessarily have to. I think you gotta
come on,
well,
Sarah.
There's
sell
always
it.
Need, you know.
Sell it, Sarah. Sell it.
Okay, I gotta sell this to you. No, it's great. Honestly, kids ministry is such an awesome, fun, hyped up, just awesome place to be. And it's just like there's great. You're working with great people, and the kids, like, it's just so special when you can just impart something into those kids. You know, these are kids growing up in the house of God, and you know, if God's given you that. You know, put you in a place where you can just, even if they can't really understand, and the one thing they take away is maybe that Jesus loves me, you know, that's still good. Yeah,
that is
still good. And, you know, I think if you do want to work in kids ministry, just have fun, really. Just be someone that loves to have fun. Just, you know, gets along with the kids. Just has a, you know, conversation maybe with the little ones and... You know, it's actually not that hard. Yeah. You might think, oh, you need mother or parenting skills. I'm not a mother or a parent, but I still go in there with the kids and, you know, somehow I just teach all these, you know, 5 to 7-year-olds. And it's just do it. It's just awesome. Just
absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Just do it.
Yeah. Sheila, can I say too that if you're thinking of going into an area, that there's training involved. Mm. So we don't expect you to come into an area and know exactly what to do.
Exactly.
So if you're coming into a new area, you'll normally start with maybe a basic duty. So you get your head around watching what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the jobs are really simple. And you might be an engineer or,
that's
you know,
it,
some
exactly.
high flyer. And that's what I love.
Yeah,
that I see people with degrees and that just willing to put chairs away and mop the floor.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just
amazing.
That just really ticks my boxes. So don't be put off if you think, well, I'm not skilled to do this job or I'm not a teacher or, you know, you do get some training.
Exactly. Won't just throw you in the deep end, I'm sure, right? Yeah, definitely. How true. We always think we need to have so much, but... Do you know what? We don't realize actually how much God has already given us. We have so many talents. We have gifts. I mean, we always think, oh, I have to be like the best singer and that's why I can serve. That's only when I can serve. No. You know, you have education, your basic education. You have life experiences. And you have even pain that has shaped us, our own experiences and then what we've gone through personally. So we actually don't recognize that. But yeah, so true. And Jane, just wanted to go on to something else. Some people feel there needs to be the right time to serve. Do you think that needs to be so, the right time? You've touched on it briefly, but does there really need to be a right time to serve?
Yeah, I was having a think about this just before we came up. I think that once you've decided that this is your church, you've been visiting for a while and you think, you know what, this is where I want to be, I think that's when you need to get in on ground level because it's the quickest way to get to know how the church works, how leadership works, meet other people. And that's my big draw card is the great team members you have. And that is like another motivation.
Yeah.
So as soon as you've decided this is where you want to be, put your hand up.
Yeah, awesome. I think that's perfectly said, you know, as soon as you've decided that, jump on in. I say jump on in. You will never know until you give it a go. Isn't that true? You know, I mean, just going back to Judith and Sarah, actually, that they're both involved in Kids Zone. Most people attending church find their highlight is actually being in the service and not away from it. But because of you guys volunteering, it actually gives the families opportunity to participate in the service. And that's such a big deal, you know. I mean, it's one thing if, I mean, not to undermine any other area, that you still get to hang out here if you're ushering or you're collecting tithes. But when, for the kids' ministry, you know, if you've seen them just now, they were all dressed up like David and Joseph and all the Bible characters. And that's your teachers out there doing all that awesome stuff and gives the families opportunity to come together here and just participate. So I just wanted to ask Judith and Sarah, actually, because this may be on people's mind, do you still feel that you're growing spiritually even when you are away serving at Kids Zone? So just, yeah, Judith.
For me, the answer is yes, yeah. Because even though you can't really, you don't really hear the message for that Sunday, you can always go to the website and download and see whatever message has been preached for that day. So it doesn't mean that just because you're serving out there that you're going to miss out what's in church, because there's so many ways you can be filled with Spirit and you can always learn whatever has been said in church. I always, if my husband was here, I always tell him, take notes, because I'm serving today. And I always tell him, as soon as service is over and we get into the car, I'm going like, I survived, but what happened in church? Yeah. What happened in church? What did pastor say? And he will always give me the rundown of, oh, this is what was said, this was the message, and we normally have like a little discussion, what happened, and why, who said what, and all that. But basically, you know, men taking notes never really works. It's not necessarily spot on. So what I normally do before sleeping is like try and go to the website and try and see what the message of the day was. I'm like, you didn't say that. That's not what I heard.
So true. Good
yes,
one.
But that's that. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. The podcast, you know, and that's fantastic because I do that too. Every time I'm out in the kids' zone or somewhere else, we can just go onto the website. And Sarah, so do you still feel that you're growing spiritually, in fact, serving away?
Definitely. Yeah. I think sometimes even more you can grow when you're in a serving position. God just stretches you and just your spiritual faith as well. I definitely think that. And also, don't just think, also just touching on what Judith said, you know, if you sign up for Kids Zone, you're never going to get a Sunday in church.
Yeah,
it is
right.
Important that maybe if you're like, okay, it is important, you're still at, you know, an early age of your faith as well. And just make sure, you know, maybe even if it's just once a month, yeah, I want to be in church, you know, if that's really important to you. We're not going to use you every single Sunday, but, you know, you can just start small as well. But definitely growing spiritually, just you serving, that's just... I just can't even, words can't even just describe like the powerfulness of serving and what it does to you just personally.
That's right.
And, you know, the people you're surrounded with and other leaders and maybe people that are a bit more spiritually mature, your leaders as well, and how they can, you know, give their wisdom and advice to you in training, just constantly growing. And there's constantly different little scenarios that will happen in any team from across all areas of the church, you know. There'll be an incident or there'll be something that's like, oh, what do you think of this? And then, you know, you're just constantly filled with people around you as well that can help you through that. And, you know, you can then grow from that. It's just constant experience and just how God will just, you know, just place you where, you know, he thinks, you know, it's just going to be the best for you. Yeah.
And in saying that, so the more people that volunteer, it gives others opportunity to not be repeatedly being rostered.
Definitely.
So you get there once in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But if there's not enough people volunteering, clearly you're the one doing it back to back and saying, all right, I'll do it again. Here I am, you know. So that's another motivation.
Yeah.
I think if more of us serve, it just makes that much more easier. So God is certainly looking for a willing heart. And once you decide to invest even a small portion of the blessings God has given you in your life, you'll find the seed of something powerful sown in your own life. So, you know, the rewards that you will reap, yes, it might be tiring. Yes, it might be out of my comfort zone a little bit. But, you know, Galatians 6:9-10 says this very well. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. I think that's so powerful in saying that why we need to serve in the house of God. Ed, you know, I just wanted to ask you, I know you're part of the service team, and like I said, stacking up chairs, cleaning up, it's chaotic, it's messy. How do you feel that you are impacting others by what you are doing?
Basically, when they saw me packing and everything, so I try to encourage them to be part of the service, because for me, I'm a Christian, as a Christian, so I believe that one day when I meet God in heaven, so we just serving Him. Amen. In the kingdom of God. So do you think here, when we're still on earth, so I think God is just telling us to practice serving, because we're going to serve Him later when we go to heaven. So for that, even though it's hard for me to do some hard things and everything, so it's just the appreciation of the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every time I pack the chairs, put some envelopes and pack everything, the signboard and everything, it's just the people telling me, you're having a good job or good job.
Yeah.
That's the encouragement also for me.
That's
and
right.
The motivation for me also to continue serving.
So true. So true. You're impacting people out there. You know, you're meeting people, you're talking to them, and you're making life a little bit more easier for everyone out there when, you know, everyone's leaving and going. So the common thread that repeats itself amongst all five of you is that you have such busy lives, and yet you come together every Sunday to serve in the house of God. David, are you energized by the overall vision of our church as you serve?
And
being impact, sorry, and especially this time, I think Pastor Nigel said it's impact as well. So our vision.
Yeah, definitely. I already talked about how I'm motivated by helping people to connect to God, and also in what we do with the AV team, we're sort of like serving not only the congregation but the guys on stage. Mm-hmm. Like we're making sure that, like if we mess up the sound or something, then it's not going to translate.
Absolutely.
So there's like loving others in our team. But also the community. Like, I'm really excited about the whole thing with expanding to the Wellard campus, and helping to facilitate that, like rolling out some online software. I've been investigating with Helen about rolling out some online software to make that easier for the rostering and service management and everything like that. So that's like an extra thing that, because I got excited about it, I thought, well,
we can
try and improve this and make sure we do it properly.
Absolutely.
So just to reach the community, and not only Wellard, but like we're going to be doing improvements here as well with our tech stuff and everything. So it's when people do come into the church that maybe even haven't even been a church before, it like really is an impact, and we can help to serve them and connect with them and help them all out and introduce
That's
them
right.
to God that way.
Awesome. And just to take that just a bit further, I just wanted to explore one little bit more. But, you know, some of us come to God with a consumer mindset. You know, fix my life, God, change my spouse, get me that awesome job, you know, make me have tons of money in my bank account. And if the church is not helping me do that, I'm going to go shop for another church. So how does God build a strong church if everybody just wants to be a consumer in our congregation? It's about me, take. You know, it'll be nice. You come every Sunday, park in your usual spot, sit in my comfortable seat, and enjoy the service, chat with them, some friends, and head out the door. But what if we all did that, and then we all just become consumers of the church? Who is going to partner with God to extend His kingdom, to be that world changer? And certainly, who is going to go to Liberia if everybody wants to be a consumer? No one's going to go to Liberia. I was thinking about that. So if we all did that, sat back and didn't give, the church doesn't get to function. And the hope of the world is the church, which has Jesus Christ. And I cannot say that with more conviction. I can even get emotional. But guys, you know, just to the last round of questions, just wanted to ask you guys, so what would you say to someone who is possibly thinking about serving, thinking about it and having some thoughts about it? What would you say to them when you see them? So maybe starting out from Jane, and then we just work our way this
way. Don't procrastinate, just do.
Love that, Jane. Yep. Don't question.
For me, I would say there's no such thing as doing a small job. Whatever little you do, it contributes a lot for someone else. So you may think it's something small, yeah, but for the person that you're actually helping and for the church that you're actually contributing, it's a big thing for them. And I read somewhere, a thriving church is a church full of volunteers.
Awesome.
So just step so up and
true.
Do it.
Yep. Amen. Wow, so true.
Okay, so yeah, it's never too late to serve to church, because we are family. So as James said, church is our family. So it's not.
Yeah.
We need to serve each other. So
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I think there are some actually serving forms that you can pick up from, I think, maybe the front desk or the office. So you can find out your fit better. Like, you can put down what you're interested in and that sort of thing. But I would say definitely just go and grab one of those, because it's easy to do and get started somewhere. And you can just go from there.
At the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about the purpose you're serving and what you're working towards and what you're going to achieve. Keep the vision at sight and don't keep focusing on, like Sheila said, what can I get from this or what's this going to do for me, but more about what can I do for someone else and what are we all working together towards for one common goal.
Yeah, amen. So true. Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. You know, I just really want to thank you all so much for today. You've been such a blessing in all the areas that you've been willingly serving. And that's why we are here, church. It's going to be a celebration after service. It's a volunteers party, and it is a celebration. So we really are here to celebrate all of you who volunteer in church. And just before I hand over to Pastor Helen, I'm actually going to just mention again, like David said, if you're not serving, you're thinking about serving, guys, please grab a form from our volunteer, from our ushers who are volunteers as well, and get a form, fill it up, and give it back to the information desk. You are going to see the rewards that you will reap as you pour yourself into others. It's a paradox. It just is amazing how God will fill you up. So I just really want to encourage all of y'all who are not serving today, grab a form from our ushers and fill that up and pass it back to us. So thanks again, and we would like to hand it over to Pastor Helen now.
You can stay. Was that really good, church?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to sit down. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to sit. It's good to just see how other people see serving in our church, and I just want to reiterate that too. So if you're not serving, you don't have to be the most gifted person, because we can all do something. And it's just do it. If you're not sure where you want to serve, you know what? Just learn. Just say to Jane, hey, can I see what you do on a Sunday? Sarah, what do you do on a Sunday? Can I follow you? It may not, kids may not be your fit. Just go and follow someone and see what they do on a Sunday. I just want to touch on a couple of their notes, and I won't keep you long, people. So, just a couple of things that people said. Jane said, you see a need, just do it. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes for a lot of us that have actually started serving, that's what's happened. We've just seen that there's a need and, oh, nobody else is doing it, I think I'll do it. I know that I've been in the church 20 years and I think I've done just about every job there is to do. I've done the kids, I've done the cafe, I've worship led. So it's, you know, and I remember having Brianna breastfeeding, doing Sunday school. So it's just, you know, you just do. Sometimes it is, you just feel a need. You won't ever be ready. You won't ever be ready. You will never be prepared fully to what you may encounter in serving. But you know what? Just do it. That's all we have to do. And you don't have to be called in a particular, like Sarah said, you do not have to be called. Because you know why? We're all called. I'm not called to kids, but God has called all of us to serve his house. So it doesn't matter. You know, you may not kids. Well, I don't want to work in kids. Well, I don't want to work in the cafe. That's not my calling. My calling is higher. I remember reading
something that Simon McIntyre said, that sometimes we think we have to be a frontline minister. But you know what? God has called all of us to minister wherever we are. And if that is just being a door greeter for your time in church, you know what? The door greeters are some of the most important people in our church. Because as visitors come in, they're the very first people that our visitors meet. That friendly, smiling face, Ed. Seeing what we do impact others no matter how big or small or how old or young. Every one of us can influence and impact other people in our serving. And faith does grow as we serve, Sarah. You're right, it does. Because sometimes we're put into situations that we think we can handle, but God sometimes throws a little curveball in there. And it's amazing how much we stretch and how much we grow. And it's actually, sometimes it tends to be a little bit easy. You think, wow, I can do that. I can actually do more than what I thought I could. But you won't know until you actually get out there, step in there and start serving. And I want to leave you with just one quote. Martin Luther King Jr. Everybody can be great. Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. And church, it's not about us. It's about the people that come in our doors. It's about our visitors. It's about the person that you're sitting next to right now. So this is a great church and we do great things, but we do great things together. And that's what we have to remember, that we're part of a team and that we serve together. And we are better together. So thank you for coming to our party. We hope that you've enjoyed our service and enjoy our morning tea. So have a great rest of the day. Thank you, church. Yep. And we've got a clip that we just want to watch as you finish up. Thanks.